Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Staff Sergeant Jared Hogan about the 294th Medical Company's open house for the National Guard Armory being held in Washington tomorrow. The National Guard Armory here in Washington is holding an open house on Saturday. Can you let us know what's going on?
So essentially what we're doing is setting up our tents and our operational areas and inviting the public in to see exactly how we function as a medical company.
And what are some of the activities that people will be able to take part in and some of the things that they'll be able to see?
Well, what we're going to have is kind of a scenario play out where we have kind of an injured soldier, if you will, and we're going to take them through each station. As they go through each station, they're going to see what treatment that we are able to do at the different levels from the point of injury all the way through evacuation to a higher level of care if necessary. And there'll also be, there's a zip line out here that the recruiter's going to set up. We're hoping to have the Hawkeye game on a big projector as well. There's going to be food and things of that nature too.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about what the medical company does when they aren't here in Washington?
We go to Camp Dodge sometimes to do, you know, our individual weapons call training, and we set up, and we basically make sure that all of our equipment is functioning. We train and get familiar with that, as most of our soldiers come in only one weekend out of the month, so we try to capitalize on that time to do that type of stuff. And then coming up next summer, we're going to travel up to Wisconsin to do our two-week annual training period out of the summertime and essentially run through mission scenarios and things like that to make sure that we're all trained.
And when was the last time that the 294th was deployed?
We almost went to Africa this last, I'm sure you guys are aware of that. We got sourced for that, but we actually didn't go anywhere. So I believe prior to that was back with the, was when they went to Iraq. And I'm actually fairly new to the unit, so I don't know exactly which year that was, but I want to say it was around the 2010, 2011 timeframe.
And when they were having the issue with Ebola in Africa, what did your company have to do in preparation? I know that, like you said, they were notified.
Essentially, we were just going to go over there and support the local engineers that were building up the medical treatment facilities and everything. Our mission was not to actually treat any of the local populace. It was just to provide medical support for our soldiers that were over there doing building and things like that. So, you know, we focused on getting trained up in our basic task to function as we do as a medical unit. So nothing really completely different in preparation, because we kind of got stopped in our tracks before we got too heavy into anything.
All right. And what time is the open house on Saturday?
On Saturday, we open the doors at 4 o'clock, and it lasts until 7 p.m.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Staff Sergeant Jared Hogan of the 294th Medical Company, who is holding an open house at the National Guard Armory in Washington tomorrow. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.